This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has charge-sheeted four terror operatives of the Babbar Khalsa International Terrorist Organization in the September 2024 Chandigarh grenade attack case. An official statement said today that the accused include Pakistan-based designated terrorist Harvinder Singh Sandhu, alias Rinda, and US-based Harpreet Singh, alias Happy Pasi. In the charge sheet filed before the special NIA court, Chandigarh, all four accused persons have been charged under multiple sections of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, the Explosive Substances Act, and other related provisions for their roles in planning and supporting the attack. In Chhattisgarh, 22 Naxalites have surrendered in Bijapur district today. These include two women Naxalites. A total reward of 11 lakh rupees was declared on these Naxalites. Under the state government's policy, each surrendered Naxalite has been provided with a cash incentive of 25,000 rupees. The Supreme Court Judge Justice B.R. Gawai today said that all problems can be resolved through constitutional means. Speaking at a function marking the 12th anniversary of the Manipur High Court in Imphal, Justice Gawai emphasized the power of dialogue, stating that solutions are within reach when people come together. Meanwhile, Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal addressed the ongoing peace process, acknowledging improvements in the situation but stressing the need for continued progress. He assured that the Union government is fully committed to restoring peace in Manipur following the imposition of President's rule.
Manipur High Court ke 12 saal sthapit hone par main badhai deta hu. Hamare constitution ko bhi 75 saal pure hue hain to hum pure desh mein hamara samvidhan hamara gaurav के कार्यक्रम करते रहते हैं. ये कार्यक्रम भी उसी श्रृंखला का एक पार्ट है और मणिपुर में जो शांति की प्रक्रिया चल रही है उसमें और तेजी आई और मणिपुर विकास के रास्ते में आगे बढ़ते हुए भारत को विकसित भारत बनाने में अपना योगदान दें.
Flight service from Ghaziabad's Hindon Airport to Jammu began today with the first flight taking off from Hindon Airport to Jammu at 9:30 a.m. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that now it will be easier to go to Mata Vaishno Devi Temple from NCR as passengers will not need to go to Delhi Airport to go Jammu. The flight from Jammu to Hindon will be at 1 p.m., which will reach Hindon at 2:30 p.m. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has extended the submission deadline for the online application forms of Common University Entrance Test, CUET Undergraduate 2025, till tomorrow. In a press release, the NTA announced that the deadline for submitting examination fees has been revised to 25th of this month, while the correction window will be open from 26th to 28th, allowing modifications to specific fields. The CUET UG 2025 is tentatively scheduled to be held from 8th of May to 1st of June this year in computer-based test mode at various centres across the country and in 15 cities abroad. In the Khelo India Para Games, shooters and para archers showcase exceptional skill and competitiveness, putting up strong fights against their opponents today. At Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range, Sumedha Pathak clinched the gold medal in the 10-meter air pistol women SH1 category. Rubina Francis secured silver, while Anita Kumari claimed the bronze. Earlier, in the 10-meter air rifle prone mixed SH1 category, Sagar Balasaheb Katale won gold, Mona Agarwal secured silver, and Deepak Saini took bronze. Meanwhile, the para archery event concluded at JLN Stadium. Paralympic medalist Sheetal Devi secured the gold medal in the compound women open category, while Payal Nag won silver and Jyoti claimed bronze. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing the daunting target of 287 runs, Rajasthan Royals were 173 for 5 in 16 overs against Sunrisers Hyderabad at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Hyderabad posted a massive total of 286 for 6, with Ishan Kishan leading the charge with a sensational 106 of 47 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.